some of the reasons why I kind of laid low was I always wanted to be a dad, and then I got the opportunity to be a dad. So I thought, man, if I lose money, I'm good with it. And, you know, I was having this conversation with Bill Hader the other day, and he's, you know, was going through something. I said, dude, trust me. Hang out with your kids as much as you can, as long as you can. You will never regret it. You'll look back. You're going to lose some jobs. It's okay in the long run.
This excerpt speaks volumes to me because that's the mantra I've taken on the moment that I knew that I was going to be a father in this world. And back many years ago, before my daughter was in, I wanted to put myself in a position to be able to provide. And I wasn't there yet at that point. But I remember many times in my career, I've talked to people that have been ahead of me as far as seniority and working and, you know, just doing everyday things. People working for long times. And every one of them, I always tell this to people, every one of the people I would talk to would always have a regret about not spending time with the children. They would always lament that they spent so much more time at work, and they look back and say, man, I wish I would have spent time with my child or my children, and I just focused on work, and you know, they were ready to be grandparents and be very involved in that. And I always, when I heard those stories, and that's the thing about life, I live very strongly about this. It's like you learn from other people, or you learn the hard way. And in life, it's going to be a combination of both. But there's people out there that have walked the path that you're walking and can give you some advice. And I've tried to take as much advice as I can from many people that have walked that walk, right? And parenting is one that everyone has done. Most people that you're around have had some sort of experience with. So that was always a prevalent thought that would come out of people. Man, I wish I spent more time with my kid. Man, I wish I didn't, you know, commit to that job. And I took that to heart. And I make sure that it's weird because I always see, you know, now that my daughter's in middle school and I see a lot of her friends and the dysfunctionality, the lack of attention the parents give to their child, and I'm just reminding my daughter, like, look, you just have a mom and dad that love you. So don't let these kids that have these fucked up upbringings and these scenarios where they're not happy, where they're not being loved. And the kids deserve to be loved. That's the thing about me. It's that if you as a parent, whether you chose to have your kid here or not, that's a responsibility at the end of the day. That's the part that bothers me the most when it comes to seeing how shitty fathers can be, and even mothers now, like how unattentive they can be to their child's well-being and attention and nurturing. And don't get me wrong. Look, I went in deep on my daughter yesterday because, I mean, I look at her grades and starting the fourth quarter, straight Fs. I mean, I'm taking her to therapy. I bought her concert tickets. I got her back into theater summer school. I'm going to another theater play that she wants to see, Mean Girls, this week. Like, I've been shelling out close to like $2,000 on her, having her friends over, all these different things, like opening up the floodgates again. And this girl is just shitting in my face, right? So I had a conversation with her about, you know, don't, because she was telling me how she feels sad or like an anxiety coming over. And I'm like, Jazz, like you can't. And I know it's depression, and I understand that people have that mindset. And I'm just trying to tell her that you don't let people in those worlds, in those environments, get the best of you. You know, you can't please everyone. Like, you can't worry about what they say. They can't worry. You have to just let it rip. You know, when people are, because I told her is that if you don't speak up for yourself, you're going to have people in your life that are going to walk all over you, and they're not going to care about your well-being. They're just going to care about what you give them. And when it comes to the point when you don't give them anymore of what they want, then they're going to find a reason not to be your friend anymore. They're going to blame you for not being friends anymore. That's how people are. I had to learn that the hard way. And, you know, so my daughter's going through a time where she's trying to understand herself, trying to understand her feelings, trying to understand and make sense of it all, and I understand that. And I, but I think as a parent, there is no regret for me when it comes to this time I've spent. And that's the problem, you know, in my last relationship, you know, she called it out. She says, you know, I have a mini wife relationship with my daughter. And I'm like, I don't know. I just know that I'm super attentive, and I know how it feels not to be attentive, not to get the love, not to get the affection, not to be told that you're loved and you appreciate it. You know, like I said, my mom has never told me she's loved me ever, 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 and never will. My dad's never told me that either. You know, my dad is just a very, they're just different individuals. And it's weird because as a parent now, knowing what that impact is on me, I can easily say, well, my parents never said they loved me, so I'm not going to do it moving forward. That's the problem that I have with a lot of people when they cry about, well, I can't go ahead and take time off work because I don't make any money. I'm like, first of all, you should have thought about that when you were young and if you wanted to have kids, okay? If you're a person that somehow in your future you wanted to have family and kids, you should have been working towards that, to having that stability of how you wanted to treat your kids, okay? You should have had that. But let's just say you didn't have that, you were stupid, and you were arrogant, and you thought you were gonna figure it out at that point, and there you are. Let me tell you something about kids. Do you remember yourself as a kid? Do you remember yourself when you were young? Did you care about the house that you lived in? Did you care about, you just cared about how much time you spent with your parents. All you wanted to do was spend time with your parents and hang out with them and do things with them. So that's the mindset I've had. Now, granted, my daughter now is at a stage where she wants to hang out with friends, so I have to block some time out, force her, like I forced her to watch Mario Brothers with me. I told her, girl, I said, you got to go with me to Marvelous. And I know you don't do it. And she liked it. You know, it was nothing that, you know, she fell asleep on the movie. But I was like, that's cool. No problem. You came with me. But I need to block out time with her because she just wants to spend time with her friends, socialize and do all that stuff. And I get that. I get all of that. But, you know, because obviously when you talk to me, I tend to be a person that I'm just going to tell you what disappoints me. But, yeah, I saw the grades and I was so blown away. I'm like, this girl's giving me straight F's going into the fourth quarter. Like, one of them was a zero. I'm like, here we go. And I'm not going to say nothing about it because every time I say something about it, nothing good happens. Nothing good occurs. And this is a classical behavior that she does. She'll send me a picture from school. She'd be like, Dad, look at me. I'm doing great work. And then I look at, you know, power school, and it's straight F's. I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. I hear you. And that's something that she has to work out with her therapist because whatever I'm doing, it's not working, right? But then sometimes I get into my ranch because I get emotionally hurt. When I see straight up, she's like, damn, I'm giving this fucking girl everything, spoiling her to death, and this is how she returns the favor. And of course, if I remove things, then she goes into a deeper depression state. Does that make sense? So I'm like, you know, and then, you know, mom reaches out to me. Then everyone's like looking at me like, wow, what? Why are you being that way with her? And it's like, well, I mean, she's not doing her part. What do you expect me to do? So therapy is going to be very important in this because my daughter's very sensitive, right? And again, these are things that, and I don't mean to go ranting about that. It was more of my reflection as a parent that I made the decisions to be where I'm at, to be attentive to her needs, to be attentive to her well-being. And I understand that sometimes jobs are not as flexible, but I created my situation. Like, I knew going in, I was at a prior job before it when they were flexible, and they decided not to be flexible anymore. And I said, okay, well, I gotta go. Bye. And I'm at a job now where it allows me the flexibility. And the moment that flexibility goes away, I'm going to look at my job and say, okay, bye. And if I have to scale down and be in a one-bedroom apartment in a bad side of town, then that's what it is. I'm not, because I think for all of us, we have to prioritize it. I don't think my child is going to care if I made $20 million and then I left it for her, but she never got to experience me in her development years. That's the part where I think a lot of men and a lot of parents get so inundated with work They're worried about losing the house. They're worried about, and they're doing that for themselves. And I think when I hear parents talk about work and maintaining the bills and it's at the sacrifice, at the behest of losing time with their child, I scratch my head, because I think at the end, you're doing that for yourself. You're doing that because you want that house. You want that status. You want to feel good about yourself. It's not about the child. The child doesn't fucking care about where you live and what you do. They just want to spend time with you. They want to, you know, and my daughter's not really a daddy's girl. Like everyone says, like, she's not really a daddy's girl. She isn't. Like, she talks to me, and obviously she doesn't want me dating anybody, because then it takes away from me being the attentive father that I am. You know, like when you're in a relationship, you disperse attention, and she doesn't like that at all. So I understand that reality, but that's what I created before I was in a relationship. So I'm not going to go ahead and I don't care about being in a relationship, right? So I just care about my parenting and doing the right things to make sure she's in a better place. But not everyone thinks like that. Like, not everyone thinks unselfishly like that. So I, you know, and I just see a lot of parents that don't understand that mantra that was said in the beginning, which is, if whether you lose money or not, whether or not, you know, opportunities to be in a better position are there, it's not worth losing the time with your children. Because I know this, and I know that one day she's going to grow up. Right now, I'm seeing remnants of it, where she's wanted to spend more time with her friends. She's wanted to, and that's going to keep getting more and more and more. She's going to have a car eventually. She's going to have a boyfriend. She's going to eventually move, and she's gonna do all these things. She's gonna be growing up and doing her own thing, working. So I'm gonna be spending less and less time with her. So I squeeze every drop out of that orange. I go ahead and make sure that I'm enjoying the journey of parenting. Do I wish I had more kids? Absolutely. I always wish I had more. But unfortunately, I'm not able to find the right relationship that meets my needs and wants and is able to understand me, and vice versa. So I understand that reality. So I'm not going to force a relationship and having children with somebody that isn't, you know, that it's just not working out, and especially if they're not understanding of my parenting dynamic. Because, you know, I'm basically full time every day. You know, like today, I don't have my daughter, but I'm gonna go pick her up, take her to the therapist. I'm, this is things that I do every day. You know, I'm taking her on Thursday, taking her, you know, I take her to do all the fun stuff. I take her to do all these things that, you know, she loves doing. So I understand that, but, you know, I don't regret any of it. No matter how it turns out, I know that once she turns 18, no matter what path she goes, whether she wants to self-destroy herself or not, or be an amazing and be a go-getter and set goals, whatever path she takes, I'm all for it. You know, like, I've done my job. I've done what I can do. And it's a shame, because people, when they're parenting in that mode, they don't think of it that way. They think of, well, let me get a bigger house. Let me get more money so that I could do things for her. And I get that. I get that. But you have to balance out that out with spending time with your child. And if you find yourself that you're limited with the things you're able to do as a parent, and because you're working. So for example, if you're not able to go to their theater shows because you're always working, or if you're not able to take them to an event or hobbies or things that they want to do because you're working, then you're getting it all wrong. And this is a message to men and women out there that prioritize work in their career over parenting. I get it. You have to make a living. But then if it's the job is too demanding, I would have to change it. Because, again, we don't. I tell this to people, and I'm not a millionaire. I just follow the blueprint of my elders and my own experiences to say that I think we owe it to our children to be available, to be attentive, until they figure out their path.
When was the last time you cried, and why?
A week ago. My dad had just come for a surgery. No one likes to see their parents unwell. So when I see my dad go through that, and he's lost a lot of weight, so he changed his body shape. Yeah, man, it made me realize that you're not gonna have your parents here for a long time. Anything can happen to them, just like that. Yeah, it made me appreciate my parents, you know. But I did cry, yeah, like a little girl. But
yeah.
We all got a little girl inside of us.
Yeah, 100%.
Let her out sometimes.